Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, my party people. I am like 4 coffees in this morning, so this should be a really, really good episode, and it's my favorite part of this entire series. You are tuning in for the Beginner Business Series Part 2. I thought you were going to like come in and finish my sentence.
Part four.
Today, we are creating your marketing game plan. And if you don't know, we are jazzed about marketing. It's our fave. It's like our internet love child. It's the thing that I think we do pretty damn well, I can't remember how the saying goes. So if you're confused and you're like, this is part four of what? Then you need to scroll back and find the Beginner Business Series starting at part one. So there's 1, 2, 3, and this is 4. And there will be one more in a couple of episodes that wraps this whole thing up. And the purpose of this is we were hearing from a lot of you who are like brand new little business babies. And you're like, okay, but I'm tired of sifting through all of the noise. I just want to hear some episodes that like give me tangible action steps. So that's what we created. You've got tangible action steps. You've got homework. You've got prompts to do to go introduce yourself in the community. So thank you. Thank you for those of you who have been doing that. I would love to see more of you doing that. You can participate in the conversation offline over at thinkcreativecollective.com/community and use the hashtag BBS as in Beginner Business Series. So let's get started, shall we?
Yeah. So at this point, you have figured out what you are best at, what you can get to market the quickest without learning anything new. We figured out how to package and price it. We've set up your shop and you have it listed and ready to sell. And now today we're going to dive into your marketing game plan so that you can get your stuff out into the world and you can start making money right away.
Yeah, I saw a comment in our Thursday think tank this week where someone was like, hey, what do you do when you are like super passionate about something and you've put it out there into the world and then it kind of fizzled and flopped? And so you like shut everything down, but you can't get it out of your head. And my response to that and my response to everyone who's ever felt that or is currently feeling that right now is I bet you didn't have a good enough marketing game plan when it came to that idea, that product, that business. Because I think a lot of us are in the mentality of build it and they will come. If I have the website like they said I should get, if I've like identified what the product should be and I've picked a price, then where are my people? Why aren't they just buying it? And why isn't it just flying off the shelves? And when that doesn't happen, we shut everything down and we tell ourselves that we suck and we tell ourselves that our idea wasn't good enough or our product wasn't good enough or our service wasn't good enough, when in fact, it really comes down to this marketing piece.
Yeah. Like we want to know as of now, as of like anything you've ever worked on previously, did you have a marketing plan? And what I mean by that is like, did you have an actual day-by-day plan of what to post, where to post, and what to say?
I'm going to say probs not.
Probs not. But we're going to change that today. We're going to help you create a plan so that you can start to really see how this thing is going to get seen and heard and purchased, because ultimately that's what we want. We want you to be profitable and sustainable.
Yep. So let's start at the very, very ground zero step of, okay, at this point, even if you aren't on social media yet, if you have zero accounts, where do you start those accounts and where do you start hanging out? A lot of people, either they go one of two ways. They either don't make any social media accounts because they don't think social media is going to work for them, or they make all of the social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all of them, and then none of them take off, right? So I want you to find that happy medium first, and I want you to truly get to know your audience and where they are hanging out. How are they interacting with the various social media platforms that exist? And which one are you going to choose to pour all of your time and energy into? Now, once you get one kind of like running and chugging along, and like literally you can be doing that within the next like week or so with these game plans and these prompts, then add on another one. I wouldn't add on more than two or three at a time, like over the span of like a year until they truly build a foundation and start showing you results.
Yeah.
So what were the ones that we picked?
So initially we picked Instagram, and I say Pinterest with a giant caveat and saying yes, that it's not a traditional social media platform and it's much more of a search engine. And I know I've said that a million yes times over, but when I say we picked it, we made tangible daily steps to optimize that, but mm-hmm we did not.
And still haven't.
Yeah, but we do not like spend time on it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like it's not a place we hang out, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But Instagram is, and Instagram continues to be. So I want you to think about not only where are these people, but think beyond demographic information. I think a lot of you yes will Google like, where do 25-year-old women hang out online? Okay, well, what is it that you're ultimately serving them with? Like, are you talking mm-hmm to stay-at-home moms? Are you talking to crafters and DIYers? Are you talking to women planning their wedding? Who are these people? Because even if they are on these platforms, they use them very differently depending on that kind of person they are. And so I could go all day and say, well, if your audience is 25 to 35, then you definitely need to be using Instagram. Or if you talk to teeny boppers, like Snapchat's where it's at.
Is that what they still go by these days? Teeny boppers?
Is that just what we call them?
I'm not actually old, but you know what I mean. So you just need to be aware of where they are, but also how they are using it.
Yeah. Well, and I want to put into perspective of, you know, Abby says we picked Instagram as our first social media account that we gave all of our attention. And I really want to hone in that we gave Instagram all of our attention for over a year before focusing anywhere else. We started a Facebook group a couple of months into business to like really just like throw our audience into. We didn't really have any strategy and like how we were going to market to them, if we were going to market to them, what that nurturing was going to be like for a while. And we did not pay attention to our Facebook page. Like we had it up and running.
It existed.
It existed, but we did not put 1 ounce of strategy into that until like year two. And we are still not like pouring our attention into Facebook. So I wanted to give that time frame so you truly begin to understand whatever you pick, I want you to give that your all for months and months and months. Okay.
So the big thing, and we've mentioned in previous podcasts a bit about our story formula, and I'm not going to go over every single aspect of it, but if you're wondering what are the types of things that you could be posting, we're going to talk about 3 specific types of posts that you need to start planning out immediately. So one is going to be education focused. What can you teach your audience about your niche, about your product, about how your product is made? I mean, I could go on and on with that. Selling. You need to actually tell people that you have something for sale. This is where it's purchased at. This is how you can get a hold of it, all of that. And then we are going to teach them something. So educating and teaching are 2 different things. No, I'm lying to you. I'm totally lying to you.
I was like, no, business lifestyle is what it says on our notes.
I'm like a drunk a little bit. No, I'm not. But yes, teaching is different than educating, but that's a side note.
We won't get into that. So the formula that we're following today, and the only one that you really need to focus on for now until you get like up and running, is educate, sell, and business lifestyle. And we're going to explain examples of what those could be. Yours might look a little bit different. If you see other people in your industry doing some other type of post, sprinkle that one in. But these are for the people who are like, oh, I literally don't know what to say. This is a good formula for you. Now, there are a couple of episodes that we did a couple episodes back where we talked more about Instagram strategy. And one of the key factors that came out from that one, because of like new algorithm stuff and because of whatever specifically on Instagram, but I think this is good for any platform. Your selling post should come in a 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. So for every 3 to 4 nurture, education, whatever, there's a selling post. Okay. So that's kind of your math that you can follow. Now, take everything we're saying today, the formulas, the math, the ratios, kind of with a grain of salt, because I don't want you to expect, well, I follow the 1 to 3 ratio and I still haven't sold anything. Just because you follow that ratio does not mean you're going to actually sell stuff. Okay. So like, that's not that this equals that. This is just about building consistency, getting you used to talking on your platform of choice, and getting your audience aware of you and used to hearing from you.
Well, and the other thing we don't want to make happen because of it is that, oh my gosh, I'm doing this thing and I'm launching this product, but I haven't said anything about my personal life. And so I need to stop everything I'm doing and tell them a story about my life before I can sell them something. Like, yeah. I also don't want you to end up in this position where you're so rigorous to the standard that you feel like you can't switch it up or change it based on what's just going on in your life and business.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's uncover what this first post could be. And I want you to pay attention to these next three examples because we're literally writing your next three posts for you. And then you can rinse and repeat. Okay. So first one is we're going to be tackling education. What's a value add nugget that you can teach your audience? What's ground zero? What's stage one that you want or need your audience to be at before they buy the thing from you? What do they need to be thinking about? What do they need to learn? Where does their headspace need to be before they're ready to press buy? We love to consider Instagram as the place for microblogging. A lot of people really love, still to this day, long, lengthy captions if they're engaging and if they are telling a good story, teaching a good lesson, educating in a sense of it doesn't necessarily have to be a here's how to, you know, edit this picture, like 1, 2, 3 step process. It could be educating on like, here's what I do for my morning routine, step by step. Maybe you copy this if you're wanting to like create more good energies in your mornings. It could be as simple as that.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Yeah, so when you are teaching them something that they need to know before they purchase, I want you to go through all the objections. So we talked about previously, what do people want and need from you? Now you need to dissect, what do they not know that they need to know in order to make this transition almost from a want to a need? Now, obviously, this is a little bit of a stretch, but you can talk about all sorts of things. Like if you're focused on natural products that contain zero toxins, like you can educate them on what the general products on the market are and why your product is so much cleaner, so much more valuable. You can even talk to them about why yours is more expensive. And so think about the things that most of the time, these are the things that are super obvious to you that you just aren't even aware that your audience doesn't know because it's so second nature to you.
Absolutely. And in my example, maybe you educated them or shared your morning routine journey, right? And you talked about your process of getting in more white space and opening up creative energy in the mornings. And they got excited about that. And then your selling post, maybe you're a coach or you help them with creating those habits and routines. You can talk about how, even though I just like practically gave you exactly what you could copy and paste, it's hard to keep a habit. I teach you how to build, you know, better morning habits and structures and routines in this coaching program or whatever it might be.
Now, something I want to point out about the education post is you are building them up to want to buy. You are not doing all of this and selling in the same time.
Right.
So you could teach them all the things about meditation, but then you have to stop. Like this has to be pure value add. This has to be something that's they're just consuming and they're going to say, you know what? That's really interesting. Or I really appreciate that she said that, or it made me think differently about this thing. It's not going to be, if you're trying to,
oh, by the way, and then you can go buy it over
don't
here.
Don't squish all the things into this post. Simply stop. Like if you want to ramble, it's a good time to shut up. Okay.
Okay, so let's get down to post three. So this is that business lifestyle post we're talking about. And what I mean by this is, I'm not saying we coined this term, but I feel like it's something that we started doing really early on, where it was kind of awkward for us to say, oh, here's what I did today, sharing about my life, and just kind of talk about like our lifestyle. We were much more comfortable sharing it in the scope of business. So like, I was able to, you know, take my daughter to a music class today because I built a business that lets me do, have a freedom schedule and have those days off and XYZ, right? So like whatever your aspect in your life, in your personal health, in your family, in your routines, whatever it may be, can be tied back to the thing that you offer. Mm-hmm.
So we're selling them a feeling or an emotion.
Yes.
So like at this point, in this instance, we're not selling them the product, but we are selling them the lifestyle they could live if they had this sort of product in their life. And so for us, like we're talking all about business all the time. And so we need to showcase what freedom we've gained because of mm-hmm. the business we've built. We need to showcase, I mean, a little bit behind the scenes of money and transparency mm-hmm. around money. So think about what is your product? And for some of you, you're like, okay, I sell candles. Like, how right. could this transition? Well, what if you said, I'm taking a bath by candlelight tonight and just relaxing?
Exactly. That warm, cozy, inviting feeling that you're talking about and showcasing, that's what people want to feel when they use your product. Same thing with like coffee mugs, right? If you know your ideal client and her style, her aesthetic, put it in a kitchen that's like totally modern, mid-century or whatever, right? People are going to want to live that kind of life. And our brain tells us, if I own that product, I might begin to live that mm-hmm. kind of life. That's science. Not necessarily you like tricking yeah, them, right?
This isn't meant to trick them. This isn't meant to lie about your life or lifestyle. Mm-mm. But this is meant to paint a picture. And this is meant for them to get those warm fuzzies and get those like feelings of want and almost lust over the potential of what this could do for them. And I know going back to those really basic products, like it can feel like a stretch to make this work, but sometimes it's even behind the scenes. So like if you're running a service-based business and you help brides plan their wedding, you'd be like, okay, lifestyle-wise, I have nothing to share. Like I'm already married. I don't know what to say. But you could show what happens when you sit down with your client and a florist, and you're not trying to sell them mm-hmm. on wedding planning, but you're showing them how amazing this potential wedding is for someone yeah. else, and you're letting them in on it.
Well, and specifically on that, I know Madison Sanders does really well where she's a wedding planner here in Kansas City. Her whole thing is she loves love. Like she loves good, solid marriages. And so like she talks about hers and she talks about her belief in love and her like stance on like keeping marriages strong and how her role into making that amazing day go smoothly really affects that transition into single to married life. And so she touches on that. So if you are a client of hers, you know she's got your back. She's supportive of your marriage and your life in the future and not just in that day. And so it's more about like painting that bigger picture if you're offering something that's like a little bit outside of that box of a direct result of change.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back a little bit to talk more about that sales pitch, yeah. I want to really have you focus on like making this simple and easy. This is not the post to go on for days about. This is the post where you're simply explaining the features. You're telling them how much it is. You're telling them where they can go buy it. You're telling them like what buttons to click on Etsy to get to the product.
Customer testimonial yeah. and then direct on how they can go get the same mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. It's being very clear. Okay, so these are the prompts that we believe are like a really good pillars to have if you are trying to nurture, engage, and sell with your audience, which we all should be, right? So once you kind of have these three categories, I bet it's going to be easier for you to kind of just brain dump like, okay, I could educate on these 5 to 10 things. I could sell by like hitting on these kind of lessons. I could share business lifestyle by these. Like I want you to take out a piece of paper and like start brain dumping what these posts could kind of be themed around. And then it's just rinse and repeat. So we're talking a little bit about launching, right? About marketing as a whole, because marketing doesn't stop just when you're not actively selling. Some people, especially like us, right, who sell digital products where they may go into the vault, right? Things get open, the cart gets open, the cart gets closed. Some of you have products that are being sold literally 24 hours a day. Some of you are shutting them down. But just because it might not be a new season of new products, or the doors might not be open. You're still marketing your business and getting customers in the, like, taking the first step with you. And so if you're not in active launch season, this is just going to be cycle through, do some posts, stay present, stay engaged, go chat with other people. But now let's kind of shift gears and talk about, okay, what if I'm actually about to launch, open the doors for something? How do I treat it then?
So when you're launching, you want your focus to be around the launch 100%. Even your ulterior motive posts, like your education posts and your lifestyle and any other posts you're doing surrounding this thing, it should be all targeted towards the same objective. So what I mean by that is, if you have something that you're like opening the doors to in 2 days, you can spend some of your education posts talking about what's coming up, what they can expect, what's going to be inside. You're not selling it to them.
In the process of making the thing. Like, go backwards.
Yeah. Give people an in-depth opportunity to learn more about what's happening. I want you to have it be so obvious. Whenever someone comes to your Instagram, and this is Instagram specific, but in general, if someone can't tell what you do within the last couple of images,
you're not telling them enough.
You're not explaining enough. You're not letting them in enough. If they come to your page and it takes them 45 posts to even figure out that you sell mugs, like, there's a problem.
Yep. So, and I want to bust a couple of myths here in the sense of, we're not giving you a set calendar on when these posts should go out, what days, what times, how often. The general rule of thumb that we feel good about and we have had good experience with is, when you're in specific launch mode, doors are opening, a new product is coming, whatever it may be, launching or posting 2 to 3 times more often than you normally would. And by posting, I mean either sharing on Instagram, like an actual post, or going live, or sending an email. I mean, like, by getting the words out and in front of your audience so you can be on top of their minds at all times. The reason why I'm not giving you a, open rates are better on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. because those are bullshit statistics. Those are not true, and they vary so much per industry and per audience within that industry that if you are seeking those type of answers, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I want you to really be mindful of just getting in front of people. And how can you stay top of mind? If, you know, we have a good friend that talks about legitimately only posting on Instagram a couple times a week, which is drastically different than how it used to work, where it was suggested to post 2 to 3 times a day. And so if you're filling that gap, things like using Instagram stories, you could literally post 20 times in a day on stories and it wouldn't be too much. But by having people engage with those, they're going to see your regular posts more often. And so we're not suggesting one social media platform is going to be better than the other. It's just about staying top of mind and really pushing home with them what it is that's happening and how they can be a part of it and how they can get excited about what's coming.
Yeah, I think as long as you're adding value,
yes,
and showcasing the benefits of whatever it is that you're selling, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, no, for sure. You just set up your shop. So now is the time to go full-fledged, real deal. We're making this stuff happen. This is not, I'm going to post every other day and only kind of sort of mention what I'm doing. This is like, I'm going to have a calendar. This is what I'm going to post every day. This is where I'm posting it. These are the graphics I'm using. These are the pictures I'm using. These are the words I'm going to say. Have it all pre-planned out. And there's a lot of free tools to do that.
Absolutely. We personally use and love Later for Instagram, Meet Edgar for Facebook, and a couple of other social media platforms that you can integrate with that.
But even
and
on Facebook,
for Pinterest.
You can even like schedule innately in the platform. So
yep. So if you're not ready to spend dollar bills on those things, which is totes fine. Later is free, by the way, for like the basic plan, which is what we still have, but you can still post natively. And that now you can like pre-schedule in Instagram app, and using a couple of different Instagram apps, it'll post to Instagram for you. That's a new feature. So just look into some of that, but don't stress about it. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. But my biggest piece of advice is if you are actually launching a time sensitive thing, like this new product line is coming out, the doors are opening for something, right? And it's going to be kind of batshit for a hot minute, a week or two, right? 5 days, 2 weeks, whatever that kind of window of excitement is. Please, please take it from your mama bears here at TCC. The rest of your schedule needs to be light as a feather. I want you focused on where the posts are going, what you're saying, commenting back, emailing back, responding to people, and staying super hyper focused on that window of opportunity. Because I think sometimes, and we've made this mistake in the past, where we have just like pre-scheduled a bunch of stuff, like let it go. And then we're like, wait, but it's kind of crickety because we were not present.
People can tell. Like, even if you have things all pre-mapped out, people can see your lack of effort. And so I highly recommend, if you are a service-based business and working with clients, like, clear up your calendar. If you mm-hmm. are, you know, selling things online in their physical products, maybe you switch to only shipping on certain days, and so that you're not having this constant distraction. When you are distracted, it takes away from your momentum, and you have the power to do big things. But even though this stuff is all pre-mapped out, it can really affect your sales if you are not there.
Yep. Been there, done that.
Oh, 100%.
The second we shifted to being like, hey, let's not schedule anything else this entire week other than being present for the people we're marketing to, and sales went up and our stress level went down.
Yeah.
And our customers were happier. So like, it's a win-win-win across all the boards.
Yes. So let's go over your homework. Like, we put a lot on you, and obviously we want you to spend time making that marketing calendar. But first, I want you to answer these questions. My dreamies, your ideal client, your ideal audience, they hang out on these social media channels. And I'm going to have you take it a step further. How are they using those channels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to be honest with yourself. We didn't talk much about time management today, but I want you to be honest with yourself. How much time each day do you have to execute your marketing plan?
Mm-hmm. How many minutes?
It's okay if it's small. Like, we know a ton of women who really only have an hour a day to run their business, and they're kicking butt.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep,
figure out what that number is and be mindful of it, and make sure you're doing it. Okay. Don't just say you have it and then don't utilize it. Now, you're going to go post in the Facebook group and use hashtag BBS. You're going to say, my dreamies like to hang out on insert social media platform here. And I have roughly blank number of minutes to spend on marketing every day.
So go post that so we can begin to like, A, get to know you a little bit better, but offer suggestions as needed. Go introduce yourself. Let us know what you've got going on, and we'll chat with you later.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.